Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, it's the D-Hour Radio Network in the building once again. D-Hour Show, D-Statements, famous CK in the building for Celebrity Thursday tonight. Thank you guys so much for joining us on this lovely June 27, 2013. We are at 2 minutes past the hour. Thank you guys so much for joining us. It's another lovely Celebrity Thursday tonight. We will be talking to 90s hit R&B group Intro. We will be talking with Jeff and Clinton Buddy Pike tonight from the group Intro, getting it in with those brothers tonight, talking with them about their success and what's going on with them right now, and so much more. Tonight we're introducing a new segment called Celebrity Roundup. We got some important topics to talk about tonight in that particular segment. We got the fabulous news. We have CK's music theory. It goes down. And just understand, people, understand that it's Celebrity Thursday. We got some great music. It's another wonderful day. In some states, it's raining. Some states, it's hot. Some states, it's just okay. It's fair. It's just fairly decent outside. So all my peeps in Chi-Town is dealing with the terrible thunderstorm weather. Keep the fist held high. Keep your head up. They call it the wind. They don't call it the Windy City for nothing. And you know, it's storms get pretty bad out there. So all my family and friends out there, I love you guys. Just make sure you be safe and definitely get through the storm. And I know they had some blackouts going on, and you know, a couple of different things yesterday and you know, the day before. So definitely I hope everybody's safe out there. And I know here in Arizona it's hot as hell outside, and it's going to be even hotter this weekend. And the devil is out, you know, selling lemonade, and the lemonade ain't cold enough for him, so now he's selling icy cups and freeze pops. I don't know. I just don't know, people. That's just how hot it's getting out here in the good old AZ, you know. So, keep yourselves cool if you're out here in AZ. Keep yourselves cool and try to be safe. You know, some people out there losing their damn minds. But also, In the Celebrity Roundup tonight, we're going to be talking about the situation, you know, with Paula Deen, and we're going to be talking about this situation with former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez. So we'll be discussing that tonight. So definitely make sure you guys don't go nowhere. If you are a hip-hop artist, if you are an R&B artist, if you are a gospel artist, and you would like to have your music played on the show, you'd like to be interviewed on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords D-Hour Show. And if you go to Facebook, I see that Facebook has got a new face. Facebook has gotten themselves a facelift. And it's a whole new different type of site, you know, from, I mean, not Facebook, from MySpace. MySpace has got a nice little facelift, and it's a whole different type of MySpace. I guess they figure they're gonna try to catch up with and keep up with Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And I guess MySpace still, we're not down and out yet. So yeah, definitely check it out. I guess, you know, they're trying to get people back on MySpace and enjoying MySpace, you know, because, you know, MySpace was the originator, you know, it was out there before Facebook came out, and everybody was all on MySpace. Now everybody's on Facebook. Now everybody's on Twitter, and everybody's on Instagram. Next thing you know, it's going to be, you know, a photo bubble. It's going to be, you know, the Writerholics Cafe. I don't know. Something crazy is going to come out. You know, something crazy is going to come after Instagram. I mean, every time you turn around, one goes down, another one pop up. So, you know, you never know. You just never know with these social networking sites. So, you know, and also be careful with the social networking sites. You know, people out there losing their damn minds, you know, trying to kidnap people, you know, different things like that. So just be careful with putting all your information on the social networking sites. I got my peeps in the building. Miss Fabulous, how are you?
Hello, everyone. D. Slight and Tay. Another wonderful Celebrity Thursday. I'm so very excited. The iconic group of the 1990s. We're going to be talking to the wonderful group, Fabulous, no pun intended, intro. Pretty ecstatic about that. And I have on my London voice because I just can, because Fabulous. So thank you for tuning in.
Oh my God.
And welcome.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah. Inside joke.
Oh my God.
Inside joke.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness. I got my brother CK in the building. CK was good, bro.
Tell your little chaps how y'all doing today.
Hey,
somebody probably tuned in like, what type of English nonsense did I just roll up on? Where the hell is the D-Hour Show at? You in the right place. Trust me, y'all in the right place. It's just us having some fun. CK, you good, bro?
I'm good. I mean, we got a new show. We're going to call it The Where and the Word About, since Tyler Perry got the what and the what not.
Uh-oh. Okay. There it is. I told you and Leo on Tuesday that, you know, all these soap operas out there, and, you know, we don't have a real African-American soap opera. Yeah, no real black soap opera. I'm going to make one, I guarantee. I'm going to create one, and it's going to be called Burnt Chicken. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's gonna be called Burnt Chicken.
Last week on Burnt Chicken, you know, I mean, so you know, it's gonna go down. Trust me, it's gonna go down. But you know, before we before I kick off a couple of hits real quick, you know, I want everybody to know also as well, if you have a business, if you have a website, you like to broadcast on the D-Hour Radio Network. Definitely hit us up, dhourshow@gmail.com, and we'll get that information to you. We'll be more than happy to definitely get your advertisement on the D-Hour Radio Network. Definitely hit us up. If you have a business, you have a website, you want to advertise through our network, all you have to do is hit us up, dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. Got a couple of hits for you guys. When we come back, hopefully we'll be talking with the brothers of Intro. Come on, man, B. Brown. with his hit single. The hit single, you all know what it is, My Prerogative. He says My Prerogative. B, is it really your prerogative? Well, I don't know. Let's find out. We'll be back.
Do what I wanna do. It's my prerogative. Can you live my life? It's my prerogative. A lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic in a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trapped.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn today...
The only thing I didn't learn... is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, The Hour Radio Network. D. Slade in the building. Miss Fabulous CK, my peach, is in the building with me right now. We're getting it in. But if it ends tonight on this lovely Celebrity Thursday, you just got through listening to the Brothers of Intro with their hit song, Ribbon in the Sky, the remake by the fabulous Mr. Stevie Wonder. Before that was B. Brown, Mr. Bobby Brown, My Prerogative, playing the hits for you, as always, getting it in. Ladies and gentlemen, we're still waiting for the Brothers of Intro to call us and hang out with us tonight. Right now, while we're doing that, it is now time for something wonderful, for something marvelous, for something fantastic. No, it's not time for that. It's time for something fabulous, for the fabulous news by the one and only Miss Fabula.
Well, thank you for that great introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in for another segment of Celebrity Thursday, the D Hour Show Radio Network. Mr. D Slate is the CEO, owner, operator of the D Hour Show Radio Network, and our other wonderful, our social media like, our correspondent, Mr. CK. So happy to be on tonight. And so, a lot going on in the world, or should I say today overall. I just want to go ahead and start by acknowledging a couple of observances. Today, the 27th day of June, 2013. Today is decided to be married day. That is an interesting factor. They say that the average woman that is under the age of 40 will have a better chance of being hit by a vehicle than finding her soulmate.
Wow.
True fact.
Wow.
That's not encouraging. Right. That's not encouraging.
No, it's not.
Also, today is Happy Birthday to You Day. So, for
happy
anyone who's celebrating a birthday, yes, celebrating a birthday or born, happy, happy birthday to you. Hopefully, we can get our special guest maybe to just sing a little bit or hum a little bit. Happy birthday. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see how that pans out.
Today is also
a very major observance that is near to my heart. People are either infected or affected by the choices at which we make, meaning we as a society. Today is National HIV Testing Day. So I put on my Facebook status, if you know your status while reading mine, you know, something to that effect, definitely know your status. Know your status, ladies and gentlemen. And also today is National Handshake Day. For me, that's not a great thing because I'm terribly OCD. So I either bump this or acknowledge, you know, old school, what up, you know, but I can't shake your hand. Even when I'm in a more professional constituency, they want to shake hands. In a lot of different areas or throughout our country or the world, a lot of people take that as an insult if you're not able to be close and personal, if you will. So those are some very, very interesting things for today. By way of birthdays, on the 27th day of June, 2013, happy, happy birthday, because today is what? Happy birthday to you. But literally, today is Khloe Kardashian's birthday. So happy birthday, Khloe. Hey, girl.
Happy birthday,
yes.
Happy birthday to you.
Absolutely. Tomorrow, on the 20th day of June, tomorrow is iconic. Yes, John Elway. He's celebrating a birthday, and one of my favorite critically acclaimed actors, no other than Kathy Bates, will be celebrating a birthday tomorrow.
Oh,
she's not miserable.
Herself,
The Misery, yes, and
Miss
The Family
Misery
That Prays, Tyler Perry's movie, yes. And there's one of millions of, you know, appearances and cameos and starred or featured or actually just made cameos within. We're just going to keep moving on. You mentioned earlier today about the weather. Ladies and gentlemen, definitely be safe out there. A lot of thunderstorms, a lot of, you know, just arduous weather that is approaching. You know, July 1 is on Monday, so this is the beginning of hurricane season. Actually, the studios is located in the D Hour Show Radio Network. Current weather is 100 degrees, excessive heat warning in effect. Friday for the D Hour Radio Network location, Surprise, Arizona, 118 degrees. It's high, mainly sunny, very, very hot, low 89, and Saturday, 117 degrees, low 88. That is by way of the D Hour Show Radio Network, location, and throughout the country, very, very high, triple digits, double digits. Drink plenty of water. Make sure you check on your elderly, children, and your pets. Bring them in and keep them cool. You have to stay hydrated. Very imperative. Also, in closing, I want us to continue to have a heartfelt prayer for the following. Nelson Mandela, we want to definitely keep him in prayer. His health is failing and declining. The information can be made available on social network site, television, radio that you turn on. Definitely we want to keep, you know, our iconic mentor, you know, the face of freedom in front of us because, again, you know, we're losing a lot of imperative people who have made dents and made impressions in our lives. Able to press forward. Also, the Trayvon Martin case in current deliberation at this time. Justice for all, justice for all. My name is Justice. No pun intended, justice for all. And that's all I'm going to say about that. It's a lot of things going on right now from people utilizing the N-word. I mean, not able to do. I mean, just we know the N-word, and that's something that we will be getting more into greater detail about. But, ladies and gentlemen, there are loving people, and any contrary to any belief, we need one another. So be kind, say a kind word, make a kind gesture, and understand that there's no I without you. Ladies and gentlemen, reporting live for the D Hour Show Radio Network. I was being a little facetious. No laughing matter. And we will ascertain that at another time. But we're putting live on the D Hour Show Radio Network. This is Miss Fabulous, yours truly. Now back to you, D.
Thank you, Miss Fabulous.
And meaning that we're not going to take it.
I love Miss Fabulous. Oh, my goodness. That was cool. And I just want to say, too, to everybody, please make sure, because it's Happy Birthday to You Day, please make sure everybody that knows Kathy Bates is around, make sure you say happy birthday to her, because if not, you may find yourself tied up with some driftwood between your legs. I don't know. That's you just right. Better make sure you say happy birthday to her. All right, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Make sure you say it, you know? Make sure you say it, or it'll be misery part two. But I just want to say, too, that you know, there's so much craziness going on, and you know, there's so many things going on right now out there, and you know, which we will be discussing a little later in the show, but and just like also like Ms. Fabulous said, definitely prayers go out to Nelson Mandela and his family. You know, we're definitely praying for him to pull through, and hopefully he'll be okay. But prayers go out to the Mandela family and all the family and friends, wishing that you know, that he gets better. But I also want to say as well, you know, I find it interesting that it seems like it's getting more and more lately, within the last, you know, few years, that we're starting to experience more shark attacks, and I don't know you know what the deal is with that. I mean, I, you know, just in the last couple of months, it's, you know, I've read about two or three of them, and you know, there was quite a few last year, so I'm not really sure what's going on, you know, and people being attacked by sharks, you know more often than normal. But I'm just saying, you know, be careful. I mean, understand something, people. And to the life of me, I'll never understand this. But I heard a comedian make a joke about it before that, you know, when people get attacked by a shark, you know, they call it a shark attack. But sharks live in the ocean. That's their home. So, you know, when you go in the ocean to swim, you're invading their home. So it's like, if you get bit, then how exactly is it an attack when you're in their home? That's almost like a burglar breaking into your house, and you beat the hell out the burglar call the police and tell the police you're attacking him. You know, and you get arrested for attacking the burglar. You know, it's crazy. So understand this, people. Understand this. You know who I'm talking to. Okay? When you go swimming out into the ocean, there are sharks in the ocean. So if you get a plug bit, not your ass, don't be surprised. All right? There are sharks that live in the ocean. That's their home. That's where they dwell. Okay? We didn't get in the ocean and tell the marine life, we claim this is ours. You no longer have rights to live here anymore. No. The world is 70% water. Ain't no way in hell we could tell the marine life what they can and can't do. That's their home, plain and simple. So when you go swimming out there, you better take heed and be careful. Plain and simple. Take heed, be careful, or, you know, you may be on some marine life's dinner table with an apple in your mouth. I really don't know. Now, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to kick off a few more hits. We're still waiting for the brothers in intro to definitely call in and hang out with us tonight right now. We got a couple of hits we're going to play when we come back. CK, it's time for CK's music theory. We got to see what's going down with the theory tonight. So we will find out when we come back. It's hits, 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 and more hits. I feel like Ike Turner and y'all Tina Turner, and I keep giving you hits all the time. Right here on the DL Radio Network is Kimberly Locke. 8 World Wonder, when we come back, is going down. CK, you already know. DL Radio Network, Celebrity Thursday. Let's go.
Woke up early this morning, made my coffee like I always do. Then it hit me from nowhere, everything I feel about me and you.
want you something to admire, 'cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare might be hard to find, just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my head and a pocket full of smoke, I can say it is no place. Where could it go? Just put your hand on the path, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong.
You're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, D-Hour Radio Network. D Slate in the building. Yes, playing the hits. You already know how we do it. Celebrity Thursday, getting it in for the fit-ins once again. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in with us and hanging out with us tonight, as usual. That was Justin Timberlake with his new hit single, Mirrors. You already know how we do it. That's how we do it for you all the time on this here radio network. We call the D-Hour. Yes, indeed, D Slate. Miss Fabulous CK in the building. Are we in? Yes, we in. Everybody's in. We're in like Flynn. Yes, indeed. Now, I want to say this, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say this. Sometimes in this cruel world, we tend to rationalize things. We want to figure things out. We want to understand things. We want to know what's going on. There's so many different aspects of the world. There's so many different aspects of entertainment. There's so many different aspects of our livelihood each day that we're so curious about. Entertainment is a huge industry that people find themselves curious about and loving all the time, watching TV, listening to music, going to movies, gossip with their favorite celebrity, reality shows, so many different things in entertainment. And one of the most popular eras, one of the most popular entities in entertainment is music. Music is such, you know, they say music soothes the savage beast. You know, music is so inspirational. Music can inspire. Music can make you upset. Music can make you sad. It brings so many different emotions to the table. And music can also be intriguing. And as we move forth into these years, going further into the century, we often theorize about so many different things in music. Well, today, Professor CK has an interesting music theory for us. What are we theorizing today, Professor?
First, Agent D. Slick. Hello, how are you? And how are you, Miss Fabulous, on this lovely Thursday evening?
Fabulous, I am.
As always, yes, yes. Now, last week we did not have a show because we was partying all the time with Eddie Murphy. But...
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yes. This week, we discuss MJ101, the life legacy of the late, great Michael Jackson. As of June 25th, it marked the 4th anniversary of his untimely passing. So, D. Slate and Ms. Fabulous, I am going to quiz you all today, and I want to know how...
I'm not prepared.
Shamo. Okay. Shamo. D-Slit, the first question goes for you. This should be very easy for you. You are very music guru, so I think you should get this one. Michael Jackson was born in what year? And here are your choices. A, 1949, B, 1958,
C, 1961, or D, 1972. Oh, my goodness. There's so many different... Oh, my God. I don't know if I was prepared for the quiz, Professor. I'm going to throw out there and say 1958.
Absolutely correct. I see that you've been doing your homework and reading your books. Very good, very good. Yes, Michael Jackson was born in August 29, 1958, in Gary, Indiana, to Joe and Catherine Jackson. Now, Miss Fabulous, the next question goes for you. Yes, you were okay. Now, the question is, how old was Michael Jackson when he first met Quincy Jones? And the answer, and the question, and the, here are your answers to choose from. A, 9 years old. B, 12 years old. C, 15 years old. Or D, 25 years old.
Let's see, he became the lead singer of the Jackson 5 when he was 8. And at that particular time, I believe they were touring the world and already signed to Suzanne DePass and Barry Gordon. I probably do stand to be incorrect. However, for 200, Professor, I think that I'm going to go with A as an apple.
I am sorry. It's fabulous. You are absolutely wrong. I didn't hear you.
Is it wrong?
The proper answer to how old Michael Jackson was when he first met Quincy Jones was B, 12 years old. If you had read your book, Moonwalk by Michael Jackson, it would have clearly stated that he had first met Quincy Jones when he was 12 years old.
Come on. You know what, Professor? I think that you should be there because you can't be talking to Billie Jean like that. I am the original PYT. And you better know the world because we are the world. And you better know your ABCs because I know my ABCs because I'm going to call Ben.
Slanging the glitter glove at everybody.
I'm sorry, yeah. Professor. Sorry.
Okay.
Have to be able to exercise decorum. Sorry.
Yes, I totally understand. Now I'm about to ask you both the next question. Whichever one of you can answer the question, we'll go on to the next question. On which two Jackson 5 albums did the song Dancing Machine that Michael sung lead appear? And here are your choices. A, Diana Ross Presents the Jackson 5 and Maybe Tomorrow. B, Get It Together and Dancing Machine. C, Off the Wall and Thriller. And last but not least, D, Going Back to Indiana and Moving Violation.
Ding, ding. I say D as in David.
I'm sorry?
I say D as in David. Darn. Didn't you hear me, Professor?
Do you want to go sit in the corner?
No, Professor. I don't want to go in the corner. I'm sorry. Shamo. Hee-hee.
Professor. Professor, what was those choices again?
All right. The choices were A, Diana Ross Presents the Jackson 5 and Maybe Tomorrow. B, Get It Together and Dancing Machine. C, Off the Wall and Thriller. Or D, Going Back to Indiana and Moving Violation. Miss Fabulous, you were absolutely wrong. I do apologize.
You know what, Mickey? You be cheating, Professor, okay? You're not even a real professor. I think you're a professor like Professor Griff because you don't even know. I know Michael Jackson, okay? Because me and Lionel Lucretia, we be going over Michael Jackson's house all the time. I'm going to get my brother GB on you because you play too much. Anybody got time for that?
The glitter glove, and you slanging the glitter socks at everybody. Professor, the knowledge is upon me, and I'm going to say it is B, Get It Together.
Oh, absolutely correct, Slay. The song Dancing Machine first appeared on the Get It Together album in 1973, and because of the success of the song, as well as the dance of the robot that Michael Jackson performed with his brothers on Soul Train, they were asked and requested to do a follow-up album in 1974 entitled Dancing Machine. Now, this let you move on to the next question. And Miss Fabulous, you will not be able to. you have lost your moonwalking rights for this second round.
First of all, this ain't Miss Fabulous. First of all, this Lila LaQuisha on the phone.
Uh-oh.
You keep calling me Miss Fabulous.
Uh-oh.
I'm about
Lila
to give
LaQuisha
you
got it all.
Yeah. Lila LaQuisha. This ain't no Miss Fabulous.
Lila LaQuisha is in the building. No,
she better
get
your life.
She didn't, she took that glitter glove off and just smacked you up the side of the head with it. Oh, my goodness.
You want to be, you know what, Professor, hold on one more minute. One more minute. You want to be starting something? You got to be starting something. When we say to myself,
Okay.
I don't have time for
that. She didn't turn into Dirty Diana.
I have no time for it. Just stop pressing me. You just make me want to scream, really. It really gives me want to scream.
Black and white. Anyways, go ahead.
The next question for you is, what is the date that Michael Jackson performed Billie Jean on Motown 25? Here are your choices. March 25th, 1983, November 25th, 1983, or June 25th, 1983.
Oh, my goodness. It's such
Think back to the day when you had the big Jerry curl and the Curry drove juice was dripping down in your eyes and you couldn't see exactly everything and you left stain marks on the couch.
I mean, you don't have to tell everybody about my Jerry curl, though. Maybe I didn't want nobody to know I was staining couches back in the day. Let me go to the thank real quick.
You probably cheating anyways.
Boom. I'm gonna go with 1983, Professor.
Which date?
That would be March 25th.
You are absolutely correct. Correct.
Yes.
Now, Ms. Feather, I am going to give you another chance.
You keep calling me Miss Fabulous. My name is Lila LaQuisha. I am not no Miss Fabulous. I am Molly.
Can't be getting no sister name wrong in here, Professor. Lila LaQuisha.
It's Lila LaQuisha.
LaQuisha. Okay. Lila LaQuisha. I apologize. The next question would be, what is the name of the two books written by Michael Jackson? And here are your choices. This Is If and Remember the Time, B, Moonwalk and Dance in the Dream, or C, My Family, the Jacksons, and Never Can Say Goodbye.
I think I'm going to go with C because, C, you play too much. I'm about to moonwalk up out of here.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
Now, Lila LaQuisha, had you been in a room when you were talking to Miss Fabulous, you probably would have got the answer correct. But you was late for class. I apologize again, but the answer is B, Moonwalk and Dancing the Dream, which Moonwalk was a
Professor, no doubt. Yeah.
And Dancing the Dream is a poem's collective writings by Michael Jackson. Now, for the both of you, we're going to come to the next question. This is an interesting. This is might be a little hard, and you may know the answer right off the bat if you are a true Michael Jackson fan. What was the name of the Michael Jackson first published song written by him? And here are your choices: A. ABC, B. Blues Away, C. Dancing Machine, and D. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
I think D, don't stop till you get enough, because I had enough of this game, because you play too much. Lila LaQuisha ain't got time for this, because I am the Liberian girl.
You can't touch a Black Sisters radio. I'm sorry.
No, you can't. Never could.
Professor, I'm going to go and say Dancing Machine, because that's really what I am, a dancing machine.
Well, this thing, I apologize, but you are also incorrect.
Oh.
The actual song is called Blues Away, and it appeared on the Jackson 5th debut album on the CBS label in 1976.
Well, I guess 10 out of 1 ain't bad, you know.
I don't like this game. I don't like the way you play. This ain't right. Something not right. I'm not feeling the. It's just too much. I'm about to call Ben and the snake. We about to get you.
Oh.
And Bubbles.
Did she just spell it on you? Oh man.
I don't know. I don't know how come Mr. Carter never had a problem with his sweat hogs, but you are.
What you say about my cousin?
He said, Mr. Carter ain't never had his issue.
Now, the next question is for the both of you. Out of the 9 songs off of Michael Jackson's Thriller, how many reached the top 10? And here are your choices. A, all 9 songs. B, 7 out of 9 songs. C, 4 out of 9 songs. Or D, 2 out of 9 songs.
I'm going to go with B, Professor.
Is that your final answer, D-Slip?
No, I'm going to go with A.
Are you sure?
No, I'm going to go with
final?
C.
I ain't saying nothing. You said something about wearing some thongs. I don't want nobody else's thongs. I wear my own. A lot of the Christians don't get down like that.
Okay, we're loaded up on something. You know what? I think next time we need to call Mr. Clark and just have him do the, you know, give us the questions and stuff. And, you know, once we finish the test, he can have us sing Fair Eastside. And, you know, we can just keep it moving.
I don't get this. The answer to the question, both, was B, 7 out of 9 songs.
See,
had
that's
one
what
of
I
the
said, B. Bam,
Thriller,
I said that. First answer.
Beat It, Billie Jean, Human Nature, PYT, Baby Be Mine, and The Lady in My Life did not reach the top 10. Now, here's a trivia question for you all. Rod Chipperton was a member and a songwriter of the group Heatwave that sang songs such as Boogie Nights and Always and Forever. He had written a song for the group as Over and presented to Quincy Jones for Michael Jackson's Off the Wall album.
Right,
what is
right.
the name? Here are your choices. A, Off the Wall. B, Working Day and Night. C, Rock With You. Or D, Girlfriend.
I'm working day and night to try to get these questions right, so I'm going to go with working day and night.
Well, you're working on my nerves day and night right now.
Mm. Uh-oh. Mr. Clark.
You go with day and night?
I'm going with working day and night, brother.
What about you, Ms. Fabulous? What about LaQuisha?
This is going to be me. You stay the opportunity.
You're
going to make me come over there and moonwalk right on over you. I'm not the one to be playing no games.
You keep calling
they don't really care about us.
Game,
I have my rocket launcher. What did you say was the song?
I said, that's why I don't rock with you, because see, you be playing too much. I am the real PYT.
You are correct. It is Rock With You.
You play too
there
much.
There it is.
Shoot, La LaQuisha up in here.
Now we're on to the true or false question. Now, I am going to send in CK, and he will take over on this one. All right. Did Michael Jackson's car catch on fire as he was driving the freeway at the time he was creating Billie Jean, true or false?
That was false. His curl caught on fire when he was drinking a Pepsi. See, I'll be trying to trick a brother up. I don't think so.
It's true.
Oh.
He clearly looked as he was driving on the freeway with his assistant. He had this song stuck in his head, which was Billie Jean at the time, and somebody on the bike said, hey, your car's on fire, and he had to pull over on that one. I couldn't believe it when I read it, but it was true. Next question. Did Alfonso Ribeiro appear in the 1984 Pepsi commercial dressed in a red beaded jacket and moonwalk until he bumped into MJ, true or false?
That's
true, and you
very true, because I was in that commercial. I was the young brother that was tapping on the trash can and was like bobbing my head when they was doing all the dancing and stuff. Yeah, it's true.
I believe you. What about you,
Miss Felicia? Well, because I helped them with the dances and everything, so I was the choreographer, the person who made all of this stuff. So one thing about it is that, yeah, that's right, because Afro Vera was in a thing, and I was in it too.
Afro Vera.
Education
is important, people. Education is important.
Yes, it is. That is true. Now, the next two questions. The next question will be, this is the last two for the true or false. Did Michael Jackson and Prince write a song together back in the 1980s?
It was
never
they sure
released?
Did. They sure did. It was called Bad and Purple. It was called Bad and Purple.
He did Ivory.
Wow.
I'm Bad and Purple.
I hate to tell you both, but that was false.
Oh,
I think they
okay.
did Let's Go Crazy and Beat It together.
Let's Go Beat It? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. That's completely, they never
I think I'm going to leave that one alone. You said Michael Jackson and Prince made a song called Let's Go Beat It. Yeah, I'm going to leave that one. I ain't going to touch that one.
I ain't going to touch that one either. Now, true or false?
On the strength.
That's true. Yeah. On the strength. Did Michael Jackson create music for Sonic the Hedgehog for Sega Genesis?
Say, who did what?
Sonic the Hedgehog. Did Michael Jackson create music for Sonic the Hedgehog for Sega Genesis?
Oh, he had to get back to the Sega Genesis. Sega, let me see. I'm going to say yes, because I remember when I was a shorty playing, Sonic, and there was a part in there when there was a part in the game where you got a certain amount of coins, and Sonic was like, hee hee, and then, you know, so I figured Mike must have had something to do with that.
I got my hand up when you finish.
Please go ahead.
Who are you talking to, me or him?
You want to follow a question.
Okay, well, first of all, I was in Sonic drive-thru last week, and I was seeing the from Vacation Bible School, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
She just messed up my whole religion. I'm not even.
That's a whole new one.
She turned me Buddha.
Yeah, the answer is true. The project was never completed because MJ was not happy with how the music sounded. But you do listen to Sonic 2 and 3 and listen to hear some of the songs. If they, you know, hear some of his music inside of some of the songs between certain levels of the game. Now,
that's
our group of MJ 101. I want to know from you all's opinion. From both of you, do you believe that Michael Jackson was under a lot of pressure when working on This Is It? In the past tours, he the record label handled a lot of the production work while he worked on the songs and dances. With him having full control over the entire show and the pressures, do you believe it caused him to be restless, where he depended on medications such as Probival to put him to sleep that led him to his untimely death in 2009?
I think so. I think he was.
How do you feel that, because he was like, when you look at This Is It, he was all over everything. He was helping choose the dancers, how the dances went. He had a lot of work, and he clearly said that he couldn't sleep. He was restless and he was tired, but he couldn't sleep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Ms. Fabulous? Are we going to close this out real quickly?
Well, I'm emotional right now. So I just don't want to talk about it. And this ain't Miss Fabulous. This is Lion LaQuisha for the last time.
Well,
I just got one of Miss Fabulous. Yeah. Miss Fabulous, she's
on a
boyfriend.
You keep getting the name wrong, brother. You keep getting. Well, you know what? I tell you, next time we're going to hire Mr. Clark. And, you know, I know sometimes, you know, he can be, you know, he claims to be Batman because he wears a bat all the time, but we're going to get Mr. Clark in here to help us next time.
No, I get emotional when you're talking about Michael Jackson. I got my glove on right now. I got one glove on and one candle lit, and I'm just singing about the fact that we don't want to talk about it no more.
Yeah, I know. I'm a consult her during the music break. Be like, go take over. Music theory is over,
no.
Class. Go home.
Music theory, ladies and gentlemen, Bubba Bear CK. It was Michael Jackson 101 tonight on the music theory. We'll take a quick music break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to the fabulous brothers of the hit group Intro. When we come back, it's Music 101. MJ, that was CK Music Theory. I got the brothers of soul for real. Every little thing I do. Let's go.
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Hour Radio Network. D. Slate in the building, Celebrity Thursday, getting it in for the fit-ins. That was so for real with the hit single, Every Little Thing I Do. You already know how we do it. D. Slate, Miss Fabulous CK in the building right now, ladies and gentlemen. And it's now time for us to introduce our special guests for tonight. The trio intro was comprised of lead singer Kenny Green, Jeff Sanders, and Clinton Buddy White. The group's name is an acronym standing for Innovative New Talent Reaching Out. When the group released their self-titled debut album on Atlantic Records in 1993, they offered a strong urban contemporary sound that featured a polished yet neo-soul vibe. The album scored several successful tracks. In 1993, the group released Love Thang, Let Me Be the One, and the hit single Come Inside, all of which broke top 30 in the R&B charts. Come Inside, the most successful of the tracks, reached number 9 on the R&B charts and topped off at number 33 on the Hot 100. Still doing their thing, still making great music, still performing, and as incredible as ever. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D Hour Show welcome to the brothers of Intro.
Oh. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. Clinton, Jeff, what's going on with you guys?
Hey, what's up, man? Yo, first of all, I want to thank you for having us and allowing us to join you in your format. Big props to you guys. Wow. Somebody did their research. Thanks for the kind words.
You know, oh, absolutely. And you guys deserve it, man. You guys have some incredible music, man. I actually, you guys' rendition of Ribbon in the Sky was actually one of my favorite songs that you guys created. But I love your music, man. I think you guys are incredibly talented, so it's definitely our pleasure and our honor to have you guys on the show with us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Guess what? We almost didn't do that song. We didn't want to do it. It was Tim Patterson who said you guys should do Ribbon in the Sky, and it's like, nah, we're not gonna touch that song right there. That's the Stevie Wonder song. He's like, man, do the song. So we went in and we did the song. So we have to always give a shout out to this guy Tim Patterson who told us to go ahead and do that song. And
Now I noticed in the video that you guys had Stevie in the video with you guys. I mean, what was that experience like with him?
That was special. Stevie's an idol, man. Stevie's an idol.
Yeah, that it's okay. We shot the video in Los Angeles, and immediately following, this is Buddy White speaking. What's up, everybody? Immediately following the video, I left Jeff and Kenny in Los Angeles, and I came back to New York. I'm just a New York dude. I like Los Angeles, but I don't really like to hang out there. Once the work is done, I like to come back home. So immediately following the video, I jumped on a plane and I came back home. As soon as I got home, my mom said, Kenny called you. Give him a call. I called Kenny back. He said, man, you should have stayed in Los Angeles because Stevie sent James Cleveland's son, Andre, to the hotel to tell us that he wants to meet us and for us to come to his studio tomorrow. Dude, I didn't even unpack my bags. I got me a ticket.
Wow.
I got back on the plane back to Los Angeles. I was there the next morning, and sure thing. Andre showed up at the hotel with a limo that Stevie sent for us, and we went over to Stevie's studio. Now, we had already finished the video, so we called Atlantic Records and told them what was going on. They actually rehired the video crew, the film crew, to meet us at Stevie's studio to put that small part that you see at the beginning of the video.
Yeah.
Wasn't in the video at first. We had completed the video. Atlantic spent X amount of money to include that, you know, that extra footage in right there, which was really just us personal. Like, what you see in those first minutes of that video was something really real. It wasn't scripted or anything. They just caught it on camera. because we told Atlantic Records that we were going to meet Stevie Wonder. And we spent the whole day with him. He called over Terrence Trent D'Arby, Johnny Gill. He called over some of his friends.
Wow.
And we actually recorded a song that day called I'm the One Who Loves You that ended up on the Curtis Mayfield tribute album, I'm the One Who Loves You. It happened to be Kenny's birthday, so Stevie sent out for a birthday cake. He gave him a super birthday gift. We played air hockey with him. He has an air hockey table in his studio that he plays air hockey on. It was like a dream come true for me.
Well, watching it seemed like it was really special, man. It seemed like it was a really wonderful moment, and I thought it was really great, man, for you guys to add that into the video, man. In the beginning, man, I thought that was a really special moment.
The song that he's singing in the video, "Wish I Knew You, Know What I'm Gonna Do, Darling, Please Save Your Love for Me. You Can Have What You Want, Darling, Please Save Your Love for Steve." That's an original song that he never released, but he allowed us to put it in our video.
Wow.
That's a song that he's written that he's never released as a single, but he just vibed it out. Man, it was such a great experience for him. He put me up on some great rap songs that I wasn't up on.
Yeah, this is Jeff, and when we first went into the studio, he was singing Come Inside, and that was so special just to hear artist like him singing Come Inside.
Yeah, that is special. I could see how that would truly be special for you guys to come in and hear Stevie singing you guys' hit single, man. That's cool. That's real cool.
Dude, it's incredible.
Now I know the fans, man, are really curious as to what's going on with Intro right now. As far as music wise, you know, what are you guys doing right now?
I wanted to get you the single, which is entitled "Sleep with Her." The single is in Detroit right now, being mastered. It is actually mastered, but I don't have the master version to send to you. We just shot the video on Friday with Jay Jesse Smith. He's the director who shot Before I Self-Destruct for 50 Cent. He does all the 50 Cent videos. I just heard 50 Cent on a PSA on here, so big shout-out to 50. He redid our song Feels Like the First Time, and he brings us out on stage with him when he performs in New York. So big shout-out to 50 Cent. But his director, Jay Jesse Smith, just shot our first video for our reintroduction, and our first single is a song called "Sleep with Her." And I guess I could give a little trailer to it without, you know, I wish I could play the song tonight. But as I said, it's in mastering right now, and it's basically I didn't sleep with her. I'm not saying it wasn't a lot of playing, but I didn't sleep with her. Yeah, I went over there. The vibe was in the air. We did our damn thing, but baby, I swear, I never went to sleep. So, baby, technically, I didn't sleep with her. So, you know how it's so great. And,
basically, that vibe is the brother just hitting his woman with the Jedi mind trick.
I didn't sleep with her. You actually did not sleep. I told you the truth. I never went to sleep. So, technically,
the old Jedi mind trick, no doubt.
Because I never close my eyes. I can't wait for y'all to hear the song. It's a real exciting record. It's a really exciting record. It's produced by Marcus Devine, a guy out of Detroit. He's working with a lot of other producers, a lot of groups right now. But we went down to Detroit in the wintertime in the middle of the snowstorm, and we recorded your song with him, and I'm excited about it.
Well, I'm definitely excited too, man, and I definitely can't wait to hear the single. And just, you know, shoot it to us, man, as soon as you guys can get it to us, man, so we can get it in airplane, man, and
ASAP.
Definitely let everybody check it
out. Within the next 78 hours, you will have the record. Like I said, it's in mastering today. I called out today. They're in the studio, and they're mastering. I wish I would have had it by this evening, because you would have been, like, the first person to have it.
I definitely can't wait. I definitely can't wait for you guys.
You will be amongst the first, I promise you.
I definitely can't wait till you guys shoot it to us so we can give everybody a good world premiere of it, man, and get everybody's feedback on the new single. Now I know I got a couple more questions for you guys, but I know my peeps got some questions for you guys. Miss Fabulous, you have any questions for Buddy or Jeff of Intro?
Hey, Miss Fabulous.
Well, hello.
Hi, how are you gentlemen doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous now. No pun intended. Okay, so where should I start? Okay, first and foremost, happy 20 years in the business. 1993. There you go. Right. 1993 is when you all started. I was in college, in my junior year of college at Norfolk State University in Norfolk, Virginia. And I'm telling you. In Virginia. I'm from Boston, you know. We're not going to get into the debate about the Red Sox and the Yankees right now. We won't do that. For the purposes of this call. Yes. But by the way of Virginia, Norfolk State University, when you hear of R&B acts around that time, one of the first that are mentioned is always Intro, because you all were so musically sound, so tight, so, you know, soulfully unified. And, you know, your work speaks for itself, and it's iconic. It's no time factor on it. So 20 years in the business, you're still doing it. You're still making great music. I just want to congratulate you and thank you all in one breath with that. Definitely one of my all-time favorites, Come Inside, and then also Let Me Be the One. I'm telling you, I remember that song and my whereabouts at that time. So I want to lead into Never Again. That's another song that's one of my personal favorites. But you really never.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you just said that. Excuse me for cutting you off, but I just ran across a CD in my house today, and it said Untouchables. Let's Get It On, and I put the car in my song, and I put the CD on in the car, and I asked my 8-year-old son, I said, do you know who this is? He was like, no. I said, it's Intro, and the song was Never Again. And for you to mention it today, I'm like, wow.
Well, you know what, and that was on our Untouchables, and that was the classic right there.
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. And most people negate to, you know, to mention that one. They always talk about Come Inside, which you all, you know, scored very high on the international charts as well as the domestic charts with that song. And, of course, Ribbon in the Sky. But me, I'm more of an eclectic person. You know, I always kind of go for the songs that are, you know, popular. All of your songs were popular, but that was something about that one in particular. But on to my question. Gentlemen, just in general, what motivates you to continue to have that flair? You know, every musical genre has a particular combination, be it New Jack City, be it rock, be it R&B. You all have a collaborative effort to include neo-soul and R&B. What motivates you, or what characteristics could you say that you have pulled from other iconic artists such as Stevie Wonders and the Smokey Robinsons and so forth?
Commission was definitely a major influence on us. James Ingram.
And just generally the love for the music. I mean, just the love for the music. We sung from the soul. It was part of us.
Outstanding. And a follow-up question, is there any other projects in the work? I know music is your first and foremost primary love, but are there any other love interests by way of meaning that movies, film, are you able to allow for your music to go into, you know, independent films or things of that nature? Are you all doing it in international touring, because your fan base overseas is beyond discussion?
Right now, we've teamed up with some very exciting people in the music business. Ed Woods, the attorney, who's a genius in cross-marketing. Also, we've teamed up with the publicist, Regina Daniels, who worked with R. Kelly in the past, and Lady Gaga, one of her major clients. And as far as cross-marketing right now, we're looking into how we can branch out. The songs are a big deal, but with the music industry right now, it's so many other things around the song. I just shot my first movie, my first part in the movie. This is Buddy White speaking. I'm in a movie called Sucker for Love that's directed by a guy named Jason Billions. Small part, but the whole time I was shooting my small part, I wanted to know what time was the limo picking me up to take me to the Oscars. You know, I was so excited about doing it. Music is our first love, you know. Wherever it takes us, guys, you know, we'll take a look at it, and hopefully, you know, the fans will appreciate the direction we're going. We're definitely focused on just keeping our traditional sound and maintaining the brand of intro. We don't want people to open a can of Pepsi and taste the orange soda. We want them to get what they want.
Wow.
That's real.
Well, you know, and in closing, because I know, you know, the other hosts would like to make commentary, but that's very, very imperative, you know, even for our listening audience, because a lot of people have the tendency to emulate what is current, what is trending, and they lose foresight of why, you know, why they have become or why they have arrived. Intro is very eclectic, and I just can appreciate the sound and just the motif of you all wanting to preserve that. So for that, once again, you know, my East Coast New Yorkers, I really appreciate you so, so very much, and you all are the just absolute favorite of one of mine. So thank you. Keep making great music.
Thank you very much. Please look out for Sleep With Her. Sleep With Her is our first single. Video will
be
coming.
Yeah, about that.
We'll have
no doubt.
Everything should be up and running by the 4th of July, which is not far from now. And from Brownsville to Beverly Hills, here comes the intro. You know, we miss our fans, we miss our listeners, everybody. We're the first R&B group to perform in Russia, and I'm sure that they probably like, what happened to you guys? Where you been? You know, we used to go to Germany and London, Amsterdam. We have a nice following, like, in Europe and the United States. We haven't really touched too much on the east side, like in Japan and stuff like that. But this time around, we're looking to tap into those markets. And it definitely shows like yours, your radio show, that helps us get to these places. And we appreciate you for taking the time out to invite us to sit down with you tonight. It's definitely been a pleasure.
Hopefully we can keep in touch
and keep the relationship going. And it's not really about business, because it's a million business people out there, and they don't all reach out to us. It's the people that reach out to us that we remember and we really appreciate.
And you guys deserve to be reached out to, man, because you guys have some, and like Ms. Fabulous said, you guys have some influential music, man. You guys are very talented, and you definitely deserve to be included and talked to and let some of the new generation hear your music and know what you guys are all about. So I mean that's what it really boils down to, and that's what we're all about here. So we do have, it's definitely our pleasure to include you guys and have you guys a part of what we consider something special as our network. I know my boy CK has some questions for you guys. CK, any questions for Buddy and Jeff of Intro?
CK, yeah. Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's going on? We're actually in JFK in our baggage claim right now, and so excuse the background noise. We just got in, and we wanted to make sure we were able to reach out to the radio station.
We tell everybody all the time that it's never scripted. It's always it's everything is live here, so that's the live of the better.
I'm glad to have y'all on the show. It's an honor to talk to y'all. You know, my first question would be, you know, the sound, the style that y'all had over 20 years ago and the way music has changed so much, and I know as artists over time, we do grow and other influences help us change. So, like, when you all worked on this new album, what was something that y'all put into the album, like, that was so easily related than anything from what you've done before?
We had to acknowledge that there's a brand new group of listeners. There's a brand new era. When we grew up, there was one ringer on the phone. nowadays you can, your phone can be any type of ringer that you want to. So many different sounds. This generation, their ears can hear sounds that our ears won't hear because of the type of sounds that they've been introduced to since birth. This era is just wide open. It's incredible, the sounds that are in music. So what we've done is we've incorporated producers that are in key with that era, but we're going to still stick to intro. You're going to still hear those, the same harmonies, the same melodies, the same type of storylines that you would expect. But, yeah, we tried to keep it traditional, but, of course, we have to roll with the times, too. But you won't really hear the transition in our vocals, but you'll definitely hear the transition in the track. We have to roll with the tide, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to sound like outdated and stuff, but you're not going to hear us you're not going to hear the microwave music. You're going to still hear us taking our time on our harmonies, our three-part harmonies, our vocals, our ad-libs, but we will have some tracks that are catchy to the ear, so because we want to be, we're keeping it real, but we also want to be commercial at the same time. We want to sell records. We want to catch our fans' attention because our fans are listening to the music today. And if we go back to the 90s, they're going to miss us. We're going to still stay in the 90s. They'll hear the record, but they'll say, oh, that might be from their second album. We want them to know that it's from 2013, 2014. So the producers that we've lined ourselves up with, like Marcus Devine, we have him on the album. We have Phil Neville Hodge, who did Come Inside and Don't Leave Me and Ribbon in the Sky. He's always going to be on our album. You know, we have Eddie F. in our corner. I saw Swiss Beats outside of I just ran into Swiss Beats outside of the French Montana album release party and hollered at him. So it's a possibility that we may have even Swiss Beats on this new intro album.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But whatever producers we use, we're going to always have our identity as intro. You're going to know it's intro.
Mm. Now, my last question for you guys is, like, where is the way the music business now? Is there anything that you want to do to make that go beyond, way, way beyond, for generations and generations to remember your style, your sound? Is there anything that you want to be remembered for?
We want to be remembered for spending equal amount of time on producing your vocals as producing the music. You don't want to go on, we want to be remembered for not just going into the studio and having a producer spend 8 hours on a track, and we just come in on 1 hour and just lay down some vocals on top of a hot track and walk away. Vocal production is our thing, and it's been that way ever since Mary J. Blige, when we worked on the first Mary J. Blige album, 4411. And we just love to take our time. We're just not into the microwave vocals. We like to put it in the oven and keep going back and checking on it until it tastes good.
I mean, absolutely. We did a show where the sound system failed, and we did a cappella for like 3 songs, and we handled ourselves quite well, and the crowd went bananas over it. So we definitely can, you know, sing with or without the music.
No doubt. Well, I definitely got two of my last questions for you guys. My first one I'm gonna pose to Jeff. Jeff, let me ask you this. You know, when you think about the way music was in the 90s, bro, in the 80s and in the 70s, and you know, it was so positive. It was so inspiring, man. You know, people can, to this day, can remember, you know, songs and certain lyrics and, you know, who sang this and who sang that. And it's like music has changed so much now. And in all actuality, you know, a lot of people are questioning whether or not R&B is dead, you know, whether or not real R&B is dead and whether or not, you know, real R&B is going to come back. And, you know, you hear a lot of people saying, I don't like listening to the new stuff on the radio. I prefer to listen to the old stuff. So, you know, that says a lot about people's thoughts about the way music is and the way music was, you know, just your take on the changes of music and possibly why it changed, you know, so much, and are we going to be able to really get it back to the way it used to be?
Well, I can equate that to, like, when I was young listening to music, and what my parents would listen to and what I would listen to was, you know, a big disparity in the type of music. So, I mean, I don't want to hate on the new artists coming out. They do have a sound, and I do have respect for some of the artists coming out, and I don't want to equate it with what we did back in the 80s and the 90s. I think that this current space right now, if I could coin what Prince says, that, you know, R&B is in a good place. We just need to tone it down and be more real with the vocals. And that's what basically what intro is about, like the real music, singing, you know, not a lot of synthesizers and, you know, covering up the vocals. But there's some artists out there now, new school artists, that I have a lot of respect for. So I don't want to disrespect them in any way at all. But I just know that, you know, the pure music, if you will, was the golden age, is probably the 80s and 90s. And, you know, sometimes things come back to the full circle. What's your take on it, buddy?
I feel like R&B music, this is probably why, I feel like R&B music is always going to be, I think the epic of our era of R&B music was in the 90s. And the new generation of listeners, say high school to young college, they never really got a taste of that. But if they do get an earful of it, because I've ran into a couple of kids that have gotten an earful of it, they're going to like it. They like it. They like what it's still for. They like the sound of it. But they're just not being exposed to it because the commercial industry is not really pushing it towards them. They have to bump into it accidentally or hear it in somebody's car or run across it. And it's the same way now as far as music from the 60s and the 70s with myself. It's, you know, the genres, at some point in time, the music that we hear today is going to be like dated. Somebody told me the other day, I sat down, I had a luncheon with a couple of executives, like kind of high-up execs from the industry, because I like to find out the wave and where business is going. And they were telling me, like, certain radio stations, they're not going to play anybody older than Chris Brown or Trey Songz. I don't like to give names like that, but they told me, like, if you guys want to break into this market, if you guys want to break back into the market, just be yourself and your fans will pick it up and you'll be introduced to new fans. But as far as the commercial radio stations, they're only going to play certain songs from certain people. They try to stay within their demographic, and, you know, it is what it is. It's good. Is it the bottom line? Like, once we get off this call right here, we're going to go back into the studio, and we're not really going to think about this. We're just going to think about making good music and, you know, who hears it, we hope they enjoy it.
Well, you know what? With that being said, I mean, I will say that what you said about commercial radio, and with that being said, I think that, and I'm proud to say that it's our pleasure to reintroduce great artists and great groups like yourself back into the new generation, a new public, and let them know that these are the cats that we love listening to. So we would like to reintroduce you to these gentlemen because they produce great music. So it's our pleasure, bro, to reintroduce you guys to everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now my last question.
Our driver's
buddy,
looking at us like we're crazy, but we're not gonna get in the car until we finish this interview. Just give us some time to be there. Yeah, he wants us to get in the car, but I'm scared if we get in the car, we may lose reception because of the tower here at the airport. So we're going to finish the interview first.
Well, this is my last question for you guys.
It's good. He can wait.
For the new generation, man, and the up-and-coming singers, man, and all these underground singers and these individuals who want to make it in music and want to have longevity in music, what if, with your knowledge, man, and experience that you guys have had, what advice do you give to the new up-and-coming singers?
don't stop. Keep going. Let me tell you. I speak to a lot of up-and-coming artists, and I tell them, don't focus on trying to sound like anybody else that's out there. I had somebody came to me, he's the most excited person in the world. He's like, yo, buddy, what's up, yo, man? Yo, you ready to do some business? Y'all got this dude, man. He sounds just like Jay-Z. And I'm like, okay, why in the world is somebody going to sign somebody that sounds just like Jay-Z? Just be yourself. Don't worry about how good it sounds. Focus on your voice and your talent, and you dig deep, and you work on that, and you make that the best that it could be, and it's going to be somebody out there that will find it entertaining, and you build your own market, and you go like that. Don't try to sound like nobody. Don't try to follow no trends. Dig your own trench and go from there. And don't stop. It's not a dream. It's a business. Back in the days, people used to look at the music business as a dream. Oh, I got to get me a record deal. You don't even need a record deal. You get yourself a song. You shoot yourself a video. You put your song on CD Baby. Go to iTunes. Put your video on YouTube. And every time you sit down at your computer, you promote that song. And every other day, you'll have a new fan. And they'll introduce you to another fan. And you just keep building your market like that. Do it for yourself.
Just believe in yourself. A lot of people are surprised. We've been on tour, you know, off and on for like a long time overseas and everything else, and it's because our music is timeless. I mean, we've been on tour in London and everywhere else. We've been touring hard, and it's because we believe in ourselves and our music is pure. So for any up-and-coming artist, whatever you do, make sure that you're keeping it real to yourself, and the music that you believe in, you put it out there, and other people listen to it to pick up on it. Don't try to emulate other artists. Emulate yourself.
No doubt. And I also want to ask if anybody want to catch up with you guys and talk to you guys on any of the social networking sites like Facebook or Twitter, where would they be able to find you guys at?
We have Intro Music on Facebook. That's Jeff Sanders, Intro Jeff Sanders at Facebook. We have Clinton Buddy White, that's WIKE, at Facebook. We should just have one address that we give to people. And really, that's Intro Music page, Intro Music on Facebook. And we're with the crowd, man. We're in on all of the social networks. Like me and you, we hit each other up on Twitter. That's how we talk, you know.
No
and
doubt.
I'm just Buddy White on Twitter. And I guess once Regina Daniels gets her hands in the pot fully, she's going to tighten all of this up because she's already told me that giving this address out and giving that address out is going to be a little confusing. So she has her hand in the pot right now trying to have, like, one central meeting spot. But as of tonight, you know, it's our just individual Facebook pages that we conversate with people and through Twitter and Facebook.
No doubt. Noel, I know my peeps got some closing comments. Ms. Fabi, do you have any closing comments for Intro?
Absolutely. It's been a delight, and it's been an honor and a pleasure. And Intro, you know, they say the name says it all. And anyone that's breaking into the industry or trying to make an emulation, Intro means the beginning, before the beginning, and you all are simply just that. And if your lyrics of your songs could have a conversation with another person, it would just say, let me be the one you keep running to. Because music is music, and it's a movement, and music is my muse. And for that, I'm amused by the fact that you continue to bring great music decade after decade. So a great 20 years, and I'm hoping for another 20. And just salute and the best of endeavors to you, you know, as a group, collectively. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
No doubt. CK, any closing comments for the brothers?
Yeah, I just want to say thanks again for coming on. I strongly support y'all 100%, and I believe in everything you say about going out there. You can do everything yourself and make it happen. And I look forward to more coming from y'all. Y'all were the stuff then, y'all the stuff now, and the fans gonna keep loving you. So keep doing what you're doing, and I look forward to it.
Thank you, man.
Can I also say something real quick? They're really easy on the eyes, too, so they're the lady's choice. I just had to throw that in there. Maybe my choice is better than me, but they're really easy on the eyes, so I will be
putting it out there, brothers. You didn't put it out there.
What, even with the little gray hairs I'm getting?
That means you got it. Come on now. We're in the same bracket. The same demographic. Gray hair don't scare nobody. It's wisdom.
Okay.
Well, brothers, I wanna say that first and foremost, as far as myself and my team, man, and the Alba Radio Network, man, you guys are no longer a guest, man. You guys are family members on this network, man, and we're gonna continue to support you and everything that you guys are doing, and we're proud to say that you guys are family members of this network, man, and we're gonna keep on pushing your music and keep telling everybody about you and keep reintroducing you to the new generation and letting them know that Intro was back here and they're doing their thing again. And, again, man, it was an absolute pleasure, and it was an honor to have you guys on the show tonight, and we definitely can't wait to play the new music and have you guys back on the show again. Absolutely.
Thank you. And next time we come on, I'm gonna have all the brothers here, and we're going to definitely hit you guys with some a cappella and do some singing and stuff like that.
Oh, no doubt. I can't wait, bro. I can't wait. So, yeah, let's definitely get that in again, man. And, again, man, definitely shoot me the single as soon as you guys get it, man. And we'll definitely get it on the air, man, and let everybody check it out. And definitely get some feedback from the new single. But I definitely can't wait to hear it. And then, again, brothers, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence tonight, man. It was an absolute blessing. And you guys have a blessed night, man, and definitely be safe on your ride home.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care
thank
now.
You.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
The Hour Radio Network, D. Slate, CK Miss Fabulous. That was the phenomenal brothers of the hit R&B group Intro joining us on the show tonight. We had a wonderful time with them, and we got to take a quick music break. When we come back, it's time for the Celebrity Roundup. Yes, it's time for the Celebrity Roundup and for our discussion for our two topics tonight. And just getting it in and definitely thank Intro for joining us tonight. We had a fabulous time with them, no pun intended. But we had a fabulous time with the brothers and definitely can't wait to hear the new single and give you guys the world premiere of Intro's new single. We know that you guys are going to love it. Right now, we're going to give you some more music. And with that being said, you know, we're going to go ahead and bump Intro's hit single, the one we all know and love. Here's Intro with Come Inside right here on the DR Radio Network. Let's go.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, The Hour Radio Network, D Slate, Miss Fabulous CK in the building playing the hits. That was my girl Bridget Carrington from the hit TV show Duets with her new hit single Fall Off. And before that, was the Brothers of Intro with their hit single Come Inside, doing it like that right here on the D-Hour Radio Network. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for
our new segment on Celebrity Thursday we call Celebrity Roundup. Right now, the topic on Celebrity Roundup, what I want to discuss to start off is the whirlwind, you know, the hurricane situation that is Miss Paula Deen and what's going on with her being accused of being a racist and irresponsibly using the N-word. Now, she had made a public apology on the video to everybody about it, and she asked for her forgiveness, and she spoke with Matt Lauer about the whole situation, and you know, of course, she was crying about it, and she was trying to explain to everybody that that's not who she is, and it's all lies. And a couple of endorsements that she was a part of dropped her. The Food Network dropped her. The question is with everybody, you know, does people really believe that that's how she truly is? You know, thinking about her Southern roots, and you know, people are wondering if she really a racist. Is she apologizing the way she is because her empire is in jeopardy? You know, so a lot of questions are out there. You know, and granted, I know a lot of people. And it's definitely not African Americans, but it's a lot of people, you know, who's making statements like, and I've seen, you know, comments that people have made, you know, saying that, you know, she made a mistake, that was a long time ago. It's over with. Let's be done and let it be over with. What's the big deal? You know, she apologized. She said that, you know, she's not like that. You know, what's the big deal? You know, we need to be over this, and you know, different comments like that. First of all, it's very easy for anybody else that's not African American to say those type of things because the N word isn't a particular word that was used to to degrade any other races, or that was used to describe any other races. So of course, it's easy for any other culture to say, what's the big deal? She didn't mean it, or whatever the case may be. Of course, it's easy for them to say that. Okay, it's easy for them to say that. Now, the thing about it is that, you know, a lot of people are upset with her. A lot of people don't believe her. A lot of people think that she is racist. You know, it was a situation of her planning her brother's wedding and wanted to have. And wanted to set it up like an old Southern style wedding and have African American individuals there dressed up as slaves. Now, of course, when she was talking about this situation, it was said that she didn't use the word black, she didn't use the word African American, she used the N word to describe that. So, again, the question that everybody's talking about and everybody's discussing is whether or not she was racist, and what she, in the storm that she's going through right now, is it deservedly so? You know, does she deserve to go through what she's going through right now? Ms. Fabulous, what do you think?
Well, you know, I have several school of thoughts on this. One, how many more years prior to this coming out has she had that conscious way of thinking? I have a greater respect for people who allow their hoods to be shown in the daytime and night. I have more so less regards for people who pretend to be on this mountain of, you know, I love the world, but their thoughts and their feelings towards anyone of their non-faith or their non-posture, if you will, they have a different opinion. I really, and this is the operative word, I really did is the operative word, have a great amount of respect for Paula Deen at one given time. being a family woman, you know, building an empire, sacrificing much to create a brand. However, semicolon, I have least regard and less respect for her. Again, I'm not really certain whoever disseminated the information, because when you're a celebrity, a lot of times whatever you say or do, it's not what you do in the front of others, it's what you pretty much think within your own company. Someone leaked the information. Someone told it. I don't know how it derived, but however, it should have never been verbalized. Your feelings are your feelings, and your entitlement is such that. But understand, money is green, okay? And it's not just the people of your preference that are supporting you. It's African Americans, the N-word of people, whatever that you think of those persons, they were supporting you. So therefore, with that being said, if you think that, we can take our N money and do something else with it. And I don't mean N as what you called us. I mean N as in not available to support your brand. That's what
and
I
you know,
mean
Ms.
in terms of N.
And you know, Ms. Fabulous, the thing that makes it really interesting is the fact that the person that told on her was
mm-hmm.
not African American.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
that's
what makes it really interesting.
That's my point. But in closing in that statement, I also want to say this comes at a time where, you know, we have a tendency often to be divided by race. Now with the Trayvon Martin situation going on, now with, you know, this situation going on, we have an African-American president in office. You know, a lot of people feel like they can get away. And when you make commentary as an African-American, you're being an elitist or you're being, you know, Black Panther with your fist in the air. But it's okay for other, you know, demographics to express their opinion. You know, it's kind of like basis of the amendments are catered specifically to all people, justice for all. And the, again, the operative word is justice. So whatever, let's not make this into a racial thing. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Be it white, black, you know, purple, yellow, or indifferent. Please don't make this into a racial thing. But again, words cannot be taken back. And once you disseminate those, there are the feelings that are associated with what has been said that has the more lasting effect. I am totally disgraced by it. But we live in 2013, and there, unfortunately, are people who still have that different mindset. And I think it's sad. White, black, indifferent, I just really, really think it's very sophomoric. And I'm just outraged by it.
CK, what do you think, bro?
Well, you know, I totally respect Ms. Hamilton's commentary on the whole thing. You know, she was wrong, and I'm glad that she admitted, but at the same time, she, you know, I would assume that as adults, we know right from wrong being taught as a child from the parent past the child, you know. But obviously, in Paula Deen's case, that when they say the N-word, it was okay, you know, but I would still say some sense of when you got to be an adult on your own and you're making choices and you know that everybody else is not saying it, you wouldn't have said it. And it was clearly disrespectful, you know. Yes, and it happened so many years ago, I just wonder why did they wait till now to actually say something, you know. And Matt Lawler, from what I've heard, that he asked her, like, oh, you now coming out to say something, you want to interview because they didn't took your endorsements. And she was like, no, that's not the case, you know. But it's a principle, and like I said on Tuesday, I mean, it starts with us first, our own people. I know anybody outside of the black or African-American race should not say that word. And then on top of it, then our own people should say it, because of the fact that we must lead by example. I know we didn't say it in comedy, we didn't say it in movies, but on a serious note, we really must rely and be like leaders. And we don't have that unity. We don't have that togetherness as a whole. And that's where we lack. I feel that it could have been better. And with everything that's going on, yes, Trayvon Martin. My mom, I was going to her house, I was looking at it. I can't really take that trial seriously. I can't take it seriously because of the fact that the way I felt about it is just, how do you open a trial with a joke? But going back to Paula Deen real quickly, it's just that right is right, wrong is wrong. She knew it. She knows. She's been in the world longer than she should. And already know that you don't say certain things. You don't, you know, and think it was, and then just because you said it once or twice and thought it was cute, and it wasn't even cute then. So I just hope that she learned, I hope she truly learned from all of this.
I hope so. And I agree with both of you guys, and I think that hopefully she, you know, and I said it before, that I really do hope that she learns from this, and you know, becomes better after this situation, you know, with being able to handle something like that or deal with something like that. I wanted to talk about. Also about the situation with Aaron Hernandez, but you know the time is going short, so I just want to make a statement about it because we'll get an opportunity to talk about this again. What's going on with the thing about it is briefly I want to say before I kick off our old school double play real quick. I mean our old school old school double play. I just want to say that. With that being said, I just want to say that. Aaron Hernandez was a tight end for the New England Patriots. He's being charged for murder. It's also rumored that he has gang affiliation and gang ties with the gang of Bloods. And the young brother is 23 years old. The New England Patriots dropped him, and now he's going through a whirlwind of situation with this whole murder case. You know, my brief statement about this is just the fact that I truly don't understand, and to the life of me, I guess I'll never understand why professional athletes, you know, who used to be a part of ridiculousness and silliness that was out there on the streets, they hold on to those ties. And they become professional athletes representing a brand, representing a business, and they bring this street nonsense to their profession. And I truly don't understand. You have a multi-million dollar contract. You're representing a seriously professional team. You're representing a great team, and you go out there and you jeopardize your whole entire sports career for something extremely stupid. And I really, and to the life of me, I'll never understand why sports athletes do that. You're a professional athlete, and you're out there, you know, you're committing domestic violence and domestic abuse, and you're out there getting into fights and getting arrested, and you're a professional athlete, okay? All that is nonsense. You know, you're supposed to carry yourself better than that. And in so many cases, these cats aren't doing that and are getting in trouble and they're doing stupid stuff like this to ruin their careers. And I really don't understand that because there's a whole lot of other up-and-coming athletes and a whole lot of other brothers out there that want to be where you are, you know, that want to be playing in the NFL, want to be playing in the NBA, want to be playing in the MLB or hockey or whatever the case may be. And you cats are out there abusing what the gift that you were given to be a professional athlete. When kids are growing up and they're playing sports and they're going to high school and playing sports and they're playing sports in college, the dream is to be a professional athlete. That's the dream, to be a professional athlete. So when you ruin your career by doing something stupid like that, then these cats that got passed over because of you, they're extremely pissed off. They're extremely pissed off. And I understand why. I understand why. And I guarantee
Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, I guarantee, in lieu of this whole situation, I guarantee he's going to be representing the NFL well. And a lot of these cats that's going to be out there getting in trouble, he's going to make an example out of them. He's going to make an example out of them. Because I'm pretty sure him and the NFL are getting sick and tired of this nonsense.
Wow.
You know, I'm pretty sure they're getting sick and tired of the nonsense. Briefly, Ms. Fabulous, what do you think about that?
You live by the sword, you die by the sword. When you're in the streets, because I'm from Boston, Massachusetts, and it's no joke anywhere you go, but these gangs, you know, these level of acceptances, these social underclass, you know, organizations, if you will, I really think it's useless. You know, lives are being lost, and unfortunately, you know, again, with the jerseys being pulled off the market, you know, I think that was a great thing because when you cut into someone's livelihood, it sends out a strong message that we, meaning society, we will not tolerate this. It is NFL, it's National Football League, it's a professional setting. However, unfortunately, just like gang members, just like KKK, just like people who are prejudiced, just like people who have all these type of ideologies about certain things, they're in our courtrooms, they're on our playing fields, they're in our classrooms, they're our next door neighbors, they're shopping cart by cart right beside us. But you have to be able to exercise free will. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't take a PhD to utilize common sense. So this game-banging foolishness, hey, it all depends on if you're in a state, a commonwealth, a jurisdiction, or a providence, okay? These people, prosecutors, these lawyers and things of that nature, law enforcement is cracking down, and you're going to do some time. You cannot take time away from people. You can't take their lives away from people. I'm no attorney, so by any means necessary am I stating his guilt or innocence. However, and I'll close with this, the gangs have to stop, ladies and gentlemen. This is crazy. Let's take back our youth, let's take back our strengths, and let's take back our conscientious mindset and do something positive. That's what we're built to do.
CK, real quick, what you think, bro?
Well, I'm backing up Ms. Fabulous 100% because we have to take back and we have to take charge and we have to be positive for our children as well as the elderly and anyone else in this community that are being in. We are, there's an endangerment. And this just has to stop. And everything that Ms. Fabulous said, I totally agree from the beginning to the end.
And there it is. Again, like I said before, you know, Think rational and think responsibly. I mean, when you become an athlete, a professional athlete, like I said before, you represent a brand, you represent a business, and that's what you need to start thinking about. You're a professional now. So all that nonsense and all that BS is out the window. It's out the window. You know, because like I said before, there's other cats that got passed over because of you. You know, those that are professional athletes, other people got passed over, you know, for you. So when you go out there and you screw over your career like that, these cats are ticked off because they're thinking that could have been me, that could have been my spot. You know, and rightfully so. You know, rightfully so. You know, with these cats being upset, and all I'm saying is just you need to think responsible and you need to carry yourself accordingly. You're a professional. You need to carry yourself that way. All that street nonsense, you need to leave it on the streets. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. This is definitely a really great edition of Celebrity Roundup, and this is something we'll definitely be doing often every Thursday on Celebrity Thursday. Right now it's time for D Slate's Old School Blow the Dust Off of It Double Play right here on the DIY Radio Network. We got some Glenn Jones. We got some Stephanie Mills. Let's go right here. The Hour Show.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Hour Radio Network. D Slate, Miss Fabulous, CK in the building. That was the D Slate, blow the dust off of it, old school double play. Glenn Jones, We've Only Just Begun. Stephanie Mills, I Never Knew Love Like This Before. Right here on the DR Radio Network, getting it in for the fit ins, no doubt. It's time for us to close it out for the night, ladies and gentlemen. We had an incredible time tonight. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I want to give a big shout-out to the brothers of Intro, Jeff Sanders, and my man Clinton Buddy White for joining us on the show tonight. Had a fabulous time with them, and definitely can't wait to hear the new single, and definitely can't wait to hear the new album as well. And make sure you guys check them out on Facebook and Twitter, Intro Music. You can check out Clinton White on Facebook, Jeffrey Sanders Intro Music on Facebook. Make sure you guys check them out and holler at them, because I know they, you know, they would love to hear from the fans. So definitely make sure you guys do that. And again, we had an incredible time with you guys. We do love and respect you guys, and we do appreciate the fact that you guys tune in with us all the time. So thank you so much. And I know my peeps have some closing comments. Miss Fabulous, what's your closing comments for tonight?
Absolutely. Tonight has been epic. Everything from the music to our commentary as it related to our roundtable discussion, our celebrity matchup or mashup, or just dish out, if you will, just speaking on various subject matters. And truly a delight and honor to have spoken with the members of Intro. That group is legendary. Totally enjoyed that. Lion LaQuisha was in the building with the professor, giving a great lesson about black music, and in particularly about Michael Jackson, which, you know, we'll continue to have him in our hearts and our minds and souls. I want to just say also, as the representative, I will be at the Hampton Jazz Festival, the 46th annual Hampton Jazz Festival in Hampton Roads, actually Hampton, Virginia, on tomorrow. The lineup is Gladys Knight's OJs, Kim and Lila James, who we had the pleasure of having on my show, the I Got Something to Say show, a part of the D Hour Show Radio Network. And due to our due diligence of our esteemed leader, that we're able to meet and greet with Miss Lila James. So thank you publicly for that, D Slit. You're always looking out for your employees and making certain that we're a part of something fantastic. So I'll be representing the D Hour Show Radio Network and interviewing and speaking and being able just to have a great time on behalf of the network. So to each and one of you all, I know we still have time before the 4th of July. And make certain you're safe in your travels, traveling mercies, and make certain that you stay cool, drink plenty of water, and look after each and one another of each other. So that's my commentary.
No doubt. Appreciate that, and appreciate you, Miss Fabulous, and I hope you have an incredible time there. And I definitely can't wait to hear about it at the Hampton Jazz Festival. And as always, you know, I love you guys. You know, I always got your back. So definitely can't wait to hear about that. DK, what's your closing comments for tonight, bro?
Well, tonight was a very fun night. I enjoyed talking with Intro. I enjoyed the fabulous news from this fabulous. Yes. And the double play for old school, I loved it. Everything was just, it was one of those nights where you just, like, you took the time out and you just enjoy yourself, you know. And a lot of people don't get to enjoy themselves too much. So I had fun. I can't wait to hear about Miss Fabulous's fun field trip tomorrow. And I know she's going to be posting it on Facebook, so I will be reading, you know, and I will be waiting for pictures. And I'm looking forward to it. And I just say everybody have a blessed and safe weekend. Be careful. Watch out. Love one another and appreciate life.
No doubt. And I want to tell everybody, thank you again for tuning into the D Hour Radio Network. Tune in every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know who's going to be with us. Tune in this Saturday for Indie Up Saturday with myself, Ray Cole, and my man, No Reason. Make sure you guys tune in. We're going to be getting it in. But a fit-ins as usual. And again, thank you to Intro, to my man Clinton and my man Jeffrey for joining us tonight. Make sure you guys check them out on Facebook and Twitter. And get ready for that new single, because it's coming real soon. And you guys be safe. Please stay cool. And as always, keep doing what you do. Stay motivated. Stay positive. We'll see you guys next time. We love you. D-Slate, Miss Fabulous, we out of here. And please, please, always be blessed. We'll see you guys later.
Hello.
Hey.
Tell me who the hottest in town. Reaching your location, even places not around.
travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend, and 10 minutes later, the same song came. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.